Well, welcome everybody to the monthly Global Water Healing Meditation. This is Mary Getten, and we have been doing these meditations on the first Friday of the month for over 5 years now. And they are all archived on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime you feel like putting some energy into sending healing to the waters of the planet, you can go to the website, pick out any recording there, and have a nice guided adventure. And I invite you to spread the word. Let your friends know, your family know about what we do here, and also, for them to access our website. So today, I have Elizabeth Rogers, who is going to lead the meditation. This is the first time she's done this for us, and I'm really excited to have her here. She's a committed water advocate, and Elizabeth is really, I guess I'd say, dedicated to seeking and communicating the truth of water as our source. And she does this through peaceful engagement of the media and subtle activism. And she's a Loving Waters Guardian Council member. Some of you might remember we had Shelley Darling, who's also Loving Waters, who did a meditation a few months ago. So they work very closely together. And Elizabeth encourages water stewards to come together and do gratitude gatherings at their local watersheds on the full moon. And then she also facilitates monthly new moon connection calls. Her life purpose really is to return our waters to 100% purity for the future generations of all life. And that is such an important mission, and one that I know a lot of us on this call are committed to. So you can find out more about her work at lovingwaters.life. And with that, I think I'm just going to turn it over to Elizabeth. And if you have, Elizabeth, if you've got anything else you want to let us know about before you begin the meditation, please feel free to do that.
Thank you, Mary.
And thank you.
I just want to really listen to the voices that all popped onto the call. And it's such a magical feeling to hear everybody's cheerful greetings and hellos and acknowledgments of being here right now, right here in this moment, this precious now. So I just want us to take a few breaths and come into that presence of now, because the only time is now. And in that breath, we feel our air. Feel our air enter in through our nostrils. We feel it spread down through our lungs. We feel it enter our bloodstream. And I put into our heart and our mind's eye the image of a newborn baby, seconds from the womb, entering this world, this atmosphere for the first time. Their limbs are loose, relaxed. The color is an amazing blue. They take their first breath in a blush, a rose spreads from their heart, a red spreads from their heart. expanding out their chest, their neck, oxygen vitalizes this collection of cells. Each one of us took this breath. And in taking that breath, we came into a covenant with life. We accepted the blessing. And I want us to feel, everybody on this call, and all the water stewards around the world, remembering this covenant with life. As we breathe, we remember that our atmosphere is the ocean rarefied. We have air because we have water. We are water. We are water taking form in infinite creative expression. Now take a deeper breath. Feel this blessing. Fill every cell of your body. Feel it infuse your cells with the quantum love of water. And when we exhale, we intentionally, purposefully breathe forth this quantum love of water out into our room, out into our home, touching our family, out into our community. With each exhale, we infuse our environment, our world, our life with this love. Then we take a journey and enclose the entire planet, this beautiful blue pearl in space, with this love. And every molecule of water holds this intention. When from our mind's eye, from our heart's knowing, we see the earth from space. We can see the stars clearly with no atmosphere. How bright they are. And we know the universe is filled with interstellar ice, comes together to bless with more life. And we can see our atmosphere as a thin veil, a bright blue ribbon, suspended above the earth, this rarefied ocean has been created as our nurturing. It is the blessing of hydrogen and oxygen gifted to earth from the heart of the universe. as the essential heart of our intelligent living source, our water. This hydrogen and oxygen can only exist when bonded as water. This is our common bond. This is what connects us. To all life. We come to Earth to cherish, to steward, and to protect this bond with life. That is our covenant. And from this perspective, the earth, the water cycle of the clouds moving around the earth, dropping the nourishing water to feed the soil, to grow the plants, to nourish the animals, the water cycle of life. From this perspective, we can see how it is all interconnected, that there is only one water on earth, and all of life is the infinite creative expression of water. From this height, from this perspective, our water world is perfect. And we come back, we drop into the atmosphere. We rest thousands of miles above the earth, and we open our hearts to a new perspective. And as painful as it is, we see the disconnection of the human species from this core truth. We have forgotten, and the time is now to remember. And from this perspective, closer in, as the earth turns beneath us, we can see that our blessed water cycle is in crisis. This week alone, the Greenland ice sheet lost 50 billion tons of ice. In July, it lost 160 million tons of ice. This is enough water to cover Florida in 6 feet of water. 1 billion people have inadequate access to clean water. Every watershed has been compromised. Lack of water means women and girls must spend hours collecting water every day, putting them at risk for violence. 40 million children have no access to safe water, and many die each year from the lack of access to safe water. We must open our hearts and really feel this, because they are us. 12% of the world's population uses 85% of its available fresh water. We are blessed to be part of that 12%. But we cannot forget the other 88%, because they are us. And from this perspective in the atmosphere, we let go and allow gravity to pull us deep into the ocean, where we rest in the current and feel the waves moving water around the planet. And we hear from a far distance a call, a sound, a beautiful whale calling, calling to us, calling to us to remember. Now, in this moment, gently dip your finger into the water you hold in front of you, and place that drop on your heart. Place that drop on your third eye. Feel that moisture. Know that that water is the same water that you hold in your mouth as saliva. It rests in your palm as sweat. It holds your eye and gives you sight. In fact, it is the same water that allows us our earth consciousness. We have consciousness on earth because we are water. And we come back into our body. We remember the whale's call. They remember. They remember the time in the past and today when they were slaughtered close to extinction. And they forgive us. And they know they must appeal to our hearts to not only ensure their own survival, but our survival as well. We are forever linked. There is no separation. There is only one life on earth. Now, in a final closing, I want you to imagine someone in front of you to your right. And you place your hand and the moisture of the water upon their shoulder. And they place their hand to the right, to the person in front of them. And we create a circle of six connected. And then place your left hand onto the shoulder of the person next to you, closing the circle. But we realize that these circles are not closed, they're interlinked. These circles of six. Form a field of water that covers the planet. This is our molecular structure. This is our common bond. We are water. We are one. Breathe into this. Feel the connectivity in our oxygen and hydrogen bond. And feel the intelligence of this truth. And remember it. And share it. Rest now in silence for a minute. Thank you all for this opportunity to speak from the deepest place in my heart.
Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. I want... I think we're going to have to put everybody back in their bodies, their physical bodies.
Take your time.
Wow. Yeah, so... Do feel into your physical body. Maybe move your fingers and your toes. Stretch a little bit. Come back into your room. Come back from this lovely journey out to our place in the field of water. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Mary.
If there's anyone that would like to say something or share something with Elizabeth, star 6 and unmute yourself. Sometimes it's hard to speak after these experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just sit a minute and see if there is.
Maybe I'll offer.
I had a question. Can you explain the 6 rings again, the molecular structure, just a little more visual?
All right. Water is hydrogen and oxygen. One oxygen molecule with 2 hydrogen molecules. Together, they create water. Separately, they are hydrogen and oxygen. Together, they are water. So you think of the oxygen molecule and the positive and negative charges. I don't know if I can explain it exactly right, but the 2 hydrogen come off the water molecule, not perpendicular, but at an angle. And then another molecule, another hydrogen molecule, connects so that now there's 3 branches off the oxygen. So it's the oxygen in the middle. And every hydrogen bond is connected to another. So our body is the oxygen, and our arms, as we reach, are the hydrogen molecules touching another oxygen molecule. And it links up in series of 6 in a circle. What's that? Is it a hexagon? The sacred geometry of 6-sided. And each of the 3, it's like the 2 arms connect. And then another person is placing their arm on your shoulder. And that creates the 3rd connection point. So our 2 arms are 2 hydrogen molecules, and then someone else places their hand on our shoulder and makes another hydrogen bond link. But they're also connected in a circle of 6. And so it's an image that you can see if you go to the 4th phase of water by Dr. Gerald Pollack. And the understanding that he's come to is that there is a 4th phase of water. There's gas, liquid, solid. And there's another phase, which is more like a gel phase. And this is highly electromagnetically charged. And it's this 4th phase of water that is actually the structure of our DNA. Our DNA spiral is around, is like held within this structure of this gel form of water. It's like a plasma form. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question? Do you get a better idea? So think of...
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting.
It is fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd never heard that. Thank you for explaining that. Wow.
I'll post the diagram, Mary, maybe on Facebook or maybe on your Facebook page, and then people can go there and see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be great. Anybody else have something you'd like to ask Elizabeth or share?
can you describe the full moon and new moon ceremonies you do?
Yes. The full moon, we encourage people to go to their own watershed, share with as many people as they can gather at the water, and give gratitude to the water in blessing, in thought, in intention, in ceremony, you know, however resonates with you as a way to create that tangible, physical remembrance of water as source. And the new moon call, you'll find that on our Loving Waters. You can just hashtag Loving Waters with an S, Loving Waters, or lovingwaters.life. And our new moon calls, we gather once a month. And just like this, we do a short meditation like this call. But it's really as a support call for the water advocates, the water stewards, the water faithful, to connect in that image of the water connecting in this structured form. Because my personal understanding and inspiration for the work that I do and the co-creation of Loving Waters is that, you know, I brought us through the pain of the water cycle. And yet if we could just come into remembrance and reach critical mass with people holding that remembrance, connected in our oneness, us as water, we will heal, we'll do what needs to be done to bring balance back to the earth, back to the water cycle, because that's what water does. That is the nature of water. Water heals, water rejuvenates, water revitalizes. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, everything is water on this planet. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of these Apollo 11 shows, you know, last month, and it was so beautiful to look at those pictures from the moon of our beautiful blue planet, knowing that all of that blue is water out there. Gorgeous to see.
And just that image that came back changed the human psyche.
Yeah. Somebody else have a question or something you'd like to share? Okay.
I just wanted to comment that we take water. I took water for granted, even though I pray with for it. It's so easy not to have faith and belief in its power. And so this was very nice to restore, you could say, the faith and love for this purity. So really, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
we forget.
Remember that within our capacity to affect the change, we need to, it's with us. It's within ourselves, you know. It's within our very DNA.
Yeah. And we have so many opportunities every day to take a moment to be grateful for the water we're drinking, the water we're seeing, the water we're bathing with, you know, the water in our food, the water in our pets, you know. It's an endless connection, and you can always just take 5 seconds to be grateful for it and to send love to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we are going to wrap this call up. Again, thank you so much, Elizabeth. And our call next month will be facilitated by Takara Sakara Scheller. She likes to lead the September meditation because she always does equinox celebrations around water. So Takara will be with us next month. So remember the water, be grateful, give thanks, and I am going to unmute everyone so we can have our chaotic goodbye. And in the meantime, love to all of you until next month.
Mary, can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Instead of everybody saying goodbye or see you later or so long or whatever, just have each one of us say, we are water.
Oh.
We are water. Water.
Okay.
Thank you.
We are water.
Oceans of water.